We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Dave Barrett. A search for a suspected shooter in Nashville is over.
The news that everyone has been hoping for the last 30 hours finally came true, that Travis Ryan King was captured.
Chris Conte is with WTVF-TV. He has the timeline.
Yesterday morning, 3:19 at the Waffle House on Murfreesboro Pike, Travis Ryan King pulled up in his pickup truck, sat outside for a few minutes, then got out with an AR-15, according to Metro Police. He fired a few dozen rounds, shot two people outside of the Waffle House. They died. Then he walked into the Waffle House and continued his trail of terror. Two more people ended up dying inside of the Waffle House yesterday.
After returning to his apartment, Ryan King then left and was finally taken into custody a short time ago in a wooded area about a half mile from his apartment complex. In Toronto, police have a man in custody after a van jumped a curb and injured up to 10 pedestrians. This woman was close by.
I ran after and I said, oh my gosh, that guy can't stop. He can't stop. And there was another runner coming towards me. He goes, yes, he can. He just stopped at the stop sign and took a left.
She told CFRB.
I realized then that it wasn't that his truck couldn't stop. And I came running backwards. And there are three bodies that I can see on the ground. Two of them they have stopped doing CPR on.
Details on the injuries or a reason for the crash are not known yet. French President Emmanuel Macron has come to Washington.
We will have the opportunity to discuss a lot of bilateral issues, and to discuss about our security, about trade, and a lot of multilateral issues very important for our countries,
Syria
and beyond our two countries.
Another key issue Macron will discuss when he meets with President Trump is Syria. In London, Kate has given birth to a baby boy weighing more than 8 pounds. CBS's Vicky Barker says the happy royals appeared in public at the hospital.
Prince William was tieless in a blue blazer, shirt unbuttoned. Kate in a salmon-colored dress with white lace trim. Britain's newest prince kept his eyes shut firmly throughout the photo op. The requisite pink nose, pink cheeks, and chubby fingers all seemed to be in order.
And then they drove home a mile and a half to Kensington Palace. Existing home sales up 1.1% last month. Lawrence Young's with the National Association of Realtors.
It's a modest increase, still implying that the buyer enthusiasm is still in the marketplace. One concern, inventory continues to trend lower.
On Wall Street, an hour before the close, the Dow is down 82, NASDAQ minus 38. This is CBS News.
To prevent and relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
All right, let's go with this one now for you, Adam, because you are the modern day Dear Abby. No one knows relationships better than Adam Carter. He solved many a problems. 8 things you don't need to have in common with your future spouse. Are you ready to go?
Sure.
Number 1, hobbies and interests. What do you think about that?
No, you know, I will agree. I don't think it's bad if you have the same interests or hobbies, but it also it gives you alone time, you know,
yes,
when you're doing your own thing and she's doing her own thing.
I'm going to split this one. I'm going to say hobbies, yes. In fact, I think it's good for you to have the alone time. But interests, man, I think if your interests are so separate, I think that one's tough.
Depends
to
what the interests are, too.
Yeah. I guess I'm
interested in cruising the bars. What, you don't have that same interest?
Well, guess what? I think there are plenty of couples out there that do. That'll be our Tuesday topic. Political beliefs. Got to be tougher now in 2018 than it's been in a long, long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never really experienced that. So I, but yeah, I mean, it would be hard to overcome, especially now when so many people just get so wrapped up in it.
Sexual turn-ons. How can a relationship work if you don't have the same sexual turn-ons? You're agreeing that you're having sex with other people?
No, turn-ons, but what? I think what you find your attractive in your partner or turns you on about your partner may not be what he or she thinks turns you on, but...
Well, let me read this first graph here. You don't have to have the same sexual kinks in common with your partner as long as you have a healthy emotional foundation of trust and have addressed past traumas. I'm talking just the actual sex here, though. I mean, it's one thing, the attraction, you can see that different. But if you're not sinking there about what each one of you really likes to do, that's a pretty big hurdle, right?
It's a hurdle, but that you compromise, though, right? I mean,
big compromise, right? Taste in movies, music, and TV. I think that one's no-brainer.
No problem.
That's no problem.
That's not a problem.
Cultural, religious, or racial background. I think that one's I really think that one with most people now is a no-brainer also. Do you?
Meaning that they can get past that?
If they have, yeah, the differences that they may have.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's...
You still think that's a big one?
Family established beliefs, and that's still a big hurdle to overcome.
Well, yeah, the family sometimes.
The family thing. I mean, the two individuals may have no problem doing it.
But. Yes. Because, Dan, you chime in. Don't you think that's... I think Adam brings up a good point. Maybe the two of you are okay, but depending on the relationship with the families... And where they stand, that can be a problem.
Family can be an issue, and then it depends on to what degree a person's involved. You know, if you know their religion is a big part of their life, attending a service, whether it be a Christian church service or Jewish synagogue or whatever it is, if that's a big part of their weekly routine and their partner doesn't want to share in that, then that can be absolutely be an issue.
Adam, that's a good one for you. Capacity for socializing.
That can be overcome.
That can be overcome.
It's difficult at times, but. That can be over.
Okay, but you love some alone time.
I do.
You need to have somebody who wants to respect and accept your alone time. And there are people I know in relationships who just don't get that.
But there also should be times, though, that you also respect your partner's need, like whether it be, look, I've got to go to this office party.
Correct.
I need you to be on.
That's true. Preferences for cleanliness and organization. Man, I don't know. If you're now living together. And you have different views of cleanliness and organization, I think that's a big hurdle. I mean, you don't shower. What, you shower once a month?
Yeah.
I mean, how have you overcome
overrated.
That?
Showers, overrated.
There was actually a story last week that did say too much showering.
It's actually bad for you.
Yes, it's bad for you.
Well, I've heard that too much hair washing can be good.
Well, that's, for sure. Literally, this was showering.
I'm good with it.
Showering.
It's all a matter of degrees at
properly
point,
rated.
Though, right?
Yeah. Pro shower.
It's a matter of degrees.
Hot take. Pun intended.
On all of these, you can have different views, but it depends on how far apart your views are.
Yeah.
If they get there is there's a point of no return where if you're too far apart, it just isn't going to work.
Sense of adventure. Can you overcome that one, Adam?
Yes.
Man, you seriously, you're like
I'm a regular
Pilates instructor.
Guy who gets along with people.
Exactly.
I don't know what that means. But.
James Harden walking by here. Looks a lot like James.
I saw James post game. Saturday night.
What? Why don't you work that in, name dropper?
Good buddy of mine.
Yeah. That just shows the two of us.
We're talking about beard techniques to, beard oils and such.
Did you shave your beard? Somebody told me you shaved your beard.
Yes.
Did you do that? I'm at O'Donovan's. Okay. I'm at the place that our friend owns, and you're hobnobbing at Manny's with the beautiful people.
Yeah. You know me.
That's how you
Saturday
roll.
Saturday night.
Exactly. Collar up, too, I assume. What? News with Mr. Collar Up himself, Adam Carter. I got this will shock you, Adam. I've got a number. That surprise you that I've got quite a few?
No.
First one, the air conditioning in this booth. It never stops. My nipples are erect. Can I say that on WCCO?
Oh, just
my
goodness. Did, just,
man. Really?
Can't say that?
Really?
Well, you can, but.
Hammer, did you consider hitting the dump button for that?
Not for that one. I've heard you say worse.
Thank you. It's cold. It's a physical reaction. Okay, turn the air conditioner on. Off.
You can hear it, too, by the way.
Yeah. Do you like those sound machines at night?
I do. I love them.
Exactly. What does your sound machine say? That's what I'm worried about. Butt kissers. I mean, just in life, people are just kissing up to their bosses or other people. You're so transparent. It's so naked. It's so obvious. But then what's the problem, Adam?
I'm right here, Chad. You don't have to, you know.
Exactly. What is the problem with my criticism about butt kissers?
What is the problem with your criticism?
It works.
Oh, yeah. No, it totally works.
It works. It just drives me nuts. It just makes me want to physically get ill. And there are just people who cannot stop. And then, Adam, there are smart people who see it and just don't see through it at all.
Yeah.
Just say, you don't need to do that, Adam. You know, when somebody says, anything else I can do for you? They don't really mean that, do they, Carter? Anything else? They just really mean it in that small, narrow window of this conversation, and they want to end this interaction.
No, I disagree with you on that.
Really?
I think, because who do you hear it from usually? Waitress, waiter, or somebody on the phone you're dealing with?
Yeah.
You know,
somebody in the service industry. Yeah.
Anything else I can do for you today? I mean, I've never said, well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, you can do this, then I'd, oh, no, I was just kidding. I don't really mean I'm going to do that for you.
I think, Dan, to me.
It would be a great line if they did.
Yeah. To me, it'd have to be a little more specific. Because I'd like $10,000.
Well, true, but.
Adam, they said anything else.
Yeah, they didn't say they could do anything else, though. They asked if there was anything else you wanted them to do.
Well, I mean, Adam, should I just sit
there
and
promise?
Just keep going out question after question what they can do?
Yeah, well, if they're offering it.
Okay.
You should do that and see how long it takes them to hang up on you next time somebody says that.
Should I start at
see how many questions you can get in before they say
I'd like $1 million.
And we're done.
Can't do that. 950. You know, keep going. Okay, I noticed this one now walking from WCCO to the beautiful Skyway Studios. What is this, like a 10-mile walk, Carter, something like
about that?
I mean, you couldn't make it. I mean, thanks for the commitment.
Wow.
Two times I now have seen individuals, I've witnessed this, where they've got the book plastered to their face while they're walking, and they have no idea if somebody's in front of them. More power to the reading?
That's a good book.
Hot take, I'm in favor of individuals reading, but not that if I'm walking upon you, I have to get out of the way because you have no idea I'm coming up to you because you're locked into the latest Adam Carter fiction thriller.
I'm going to differ with you on that one because I've done that where you get almost to the end of a chapter, the end of a part of a chapter, and you just want to finish it before you get to work or wherever you're going. So I'll finish it. It's tough to do, but I've never run into somebody. I don't think I've come close.
I'm not saying, and Dan, you chime in.
Yeah.
Because Adam obviously is wrong.
Obviously, he's a great walker and reader.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a great walker and reader, that's fine. But the person we saw in front of us wasn't quite to that level. But Dan, when I walked over here, just a few minutes ahead of you, this person had the book basically epoxied to his forehead and could not see anything in front, and I noticed him, and I watched person after person, because it was about 11:30 or so, having to weave out of the way. You have to be able to, you know, be able to look around.
Be a
distracted walker.
I think to a point that's self-correcting, because, you know, unless you're an expert like Adam, eventually you're going to walk into a pillar somewhere, and you're going to pay the price for your own selfishness.
Sounds like Adam is encouraging someone to be injured. Is that what you're saying, Adam?
Seems that way.
No, know your boundaries, know your skill set.
That could be your catchphrase.
That's it. That's it right there.
Because you did not debut the catchphrase, did you? Well,
Governor Dayton debuted his Friday.
Yeah, we did. We do need to get that, by the way, on the instant replay with the governor. The next one is, so Saturday night, I took in Wolves Fever. Then, unlike you, I wasn't at Manny's. I was at OD's. But we had, so you can get the Lottie down this, we had parallel parked, we had valeted la-di-da at a place, Mercy, good place, recommend it. So we get the car, And the car had actually been left there. So I went in, the keys, and there's a guy who's got, where his car is, he's out in one lane of the 9th Street there. And he's at a point where I cannot get by him, and I cannot back up because there's a car
right
behind me. I hit the horn. I went and talked to him, and he started screaming at me, Carter.
This happens to you on a daily basis.
Hey, call Carla. She'll back it up 100%.
Oh, I know, but...
Started screaming at me that he's able to wait there. He was an Uber driver, and he's waiting for somebody, and he's not leaving. I'm like, just pull up a little bit so I can get out. I'm not doing it. I'm waiting. And then he points to the guy because the guy's like, here's this guy coming. But then he's stuck at the light, and he's yelling at me, this guy, as a human being, overrated. What would you have done, Mr. Friendly? Would you have just sat in your car for like an hour?
So you're wanting him to pull up.
So I can get out.
So you can get out.
That's
I mean, again, it's all about the length of the horn. Is it just a tap?
It was a tap.
Then that's a big problem.
No, it wasn't. It was just a tap.
Again, if we had my invention where you could say text to
whose invention is it?
It doesn't matter whose invention it is. It's a terrible idea.
It's a great idea.
I could have said
invention.
It's awful.
It's
the worst idea ever.
My kind fellow, could you just edge up a little bit? Yeah, he went to the F word quickly too, by the way. He was not hesitating. We need to pause, but do you have a few?
I got a couple.
Okay, because I know you're sitting on a gold mine from a certain story, but I'm not sure you're willing to go there on air.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
One
of the topics you were texting about this weekend.
I'll have to review.
What's that?
I'll have to review.
Yeah, review one of the gold parts of your text involving your star daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. If you want to go there, I'm all in.
We had a big impact, and I forgot about it.
let's pause right here. Lindsay from New York City, reminder, Twins and Yankees on the mothership here, 5:30, first pitch, 6:05. Jim Cott is on the mound for the Twins tonight. The Wolves are on Buzzin' pregame show. That's 102.9. Pregame show is an hour pregame show. You'd think they'd bring back a former broadcaster to be a part of it.
You would think.
I'm available right now. Folky could come up here. 6 o'clock, they'll throw the ball in the air horribly. The refs cannot throw the ball in the air. A little past 7. So it starts on Buzzin', it'll finish on Buzzin', but pending when the Twins game ends, you'll get a little bit of on WCCO also.
Yeah, unless the Twins are going to go 16 again.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I heard the Bambino's back to pitch for the Yankees, and he's mad about Shohei Ohtani.
How about that? We're breaking the news. Babe Ruth against our club tonight. Actually, the way our club's played against the Yankees the last 10 years, seemingly it's been Babe Ruth. I could give you one more card, but just briefly, it was Justin Verlander, who's just pitching at an amazing rate. He had some fun with a heckler and a sign.
Yes, I saw that.
That was good. But then he also got mad. They're up, I think, like 5-0 or something. It's another stupid, unwritten baseball rule and what's allowed and what's not. Just get him out, okay? Get the guy out or get on base. Stop deciding how and when you get to do stuff in the game. All right, what do you got?
Baseball note, underrated, a game of catch. I played a game of just a catch this weekend. It had been,
nice.
I don't know, how many years since I've... Just threw the ball around. It was a lot of, the snap of the glove, the putting the juice on the ball, you know.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know, put the Vaseline.
Excuse me?
The old days when I used to put a little doctor it up a little bit. But no.
How'd you look? Were you brilliant?
Terrible, no. I got to throw it all right, but man, arm sore.
I was going to say, how sore were you after? I
got the sore arm. But that was fun.
Were you in your softball shorts? Did you have the knee-high socks going?
I pitch on. I was wearing eye black, you know. Ready to go.
That would be so good if someone went by in the yard and you had the eye black going.
underrated, the South St. Paul U11 volleyball team who
was
down in Hutchinson on Saturday for the state championships. My daughter Morgan's volleyball team, they hadn't won a game. Not a match, a single game until about 2 weeks ago. Then they finally did. Well, they show up at this tournament, 6-team round robin, and they finished first out of the 6 teams.
That's awesome.
Just dominant all of a sudden.
So what happened? Did Hugh McCutcheon take over?
I have no idea, no. But they unfortunately, they lost in the semifinal. But Great showing and great group of girls. But that's so they're underrated. Overrated, and this is nothing new to any people who've spent time around youth sports. Parents, overrated.
Yes.
Just the obnoxious cheering by some of these teams, like in their parents. It's come on, these are, you know, 11 and 12 year old girls out there, and they're doing their fancy cheers. It's like, come on.
They can't. They cannot be stopped. Dan.
I know.
No. I mean, Dan, you see it a lot too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just. Okay, we could do it. We should even get into this for a longer segment. But yeah, parents.
There was a parent who was upset with other parents for not cheering loudly, and he was getting on their case.
Oh,
it was honestly
among my favorites when it was middle son Griffin, and Griffin actually loves sports now, but he wasn't into sports then. And basically it was, hey, you got to try a few things. And so he was playing baseball, and it was one of those springs, kind of like this, not as bad as this one, similar to this. And I just come back from a Wolves road trip, and I was in the car, and I was barely staying awake because I had flown back the red eye, helped out with the kids, did the show, and was in the car. And there was a parent who was knocking at my window saying, we all have to be out here cheering on the kids. I'm like, buddy. This is a practice. I can barely stay awake. I can't do it. So, come on, the kids will love it. I go, no. And I rolled up the window. And I don't. He was still talking. I said, I'm not doing this. But yeah, parental stories in sports.
Yeah,
we can put an hour into this. Patrick had the rule a long time ago about how many times you can go. He's 100% right. Practice, unless there's some sort of safety issue, drop them off and pick them up. When practice is done.
Yes.
Don't
agree 100%.
Go to any practices. Dan, you want to agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And as a, you know, somebody who has a brother who's a high school basketball coach, I guarantee he's agreeing
he
with that.
He would love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you got, Dan?
Well, you know what I think is slightly underrated? You know, obviously the story broke today with Chuck Fletcher being let go from the Minnesota Wild. And somebody mentioned, I think Adam had it in his report, that it's the Wild are doing their second ever general manager search, which, I mean, they're not an old franchise, but they're not, you know, the baby on the block
That's
anymore either. To only have two general managers over that period of time, continuity underrated.
Continuity is underrated, but did they wait too long on both guys, Cutter? I don't think they waited too long on Fletcher.
I don't think so either.
Listen, you're going to fire him last year after the second most points in the Western Conference and for about, Didn't they have the most points in the league for about 3 months last year? So, I mean, this one's debatable. Again, I think they made the right call. I thought on Risebrow it was maybe a year or two too late. I would say on him. But in a sport where they have more turnover than any of the other sports, it is a rarity. Now, I did see one of Chip's tweets, Chip Scoggins, where Leopold already talking about, well, if somebody wants to blow this up, he's not the right person. If they're not going to make any significant changes,
yeah, what's the point?
Aren't they in something of a box though? I mean, with those couple of those contracts anyway, there's nothing. You're not moving Suter or Parisi, are you?
You can't, those guys.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
To me, the most interesting one, Carter. Which one do you think is the most interesting person they could trade?
Right now, Eric Staal.
That's it. Do you say? Stahl is, what is he now, 33 or something like that? Listen, hockey's hockey. He could play five more years, but his value is extraordinarily high. You get youth back. It can't be just a cap dump. He's way too good for that. But if you can get, you know, notable young talent, that's a step back. If you do that, to me, Adam, you better make multiple other moves doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just hire the best possible general manager and say, fill in the blank. You decide the way we should go, as was the owner telling you what to do.
Exactly. I would want a guy to come in, and this goes back to the butt-kissing conversation.
Yes.
You want a guy to just come in, I'll do whatever you want. Yep, you bet.
Craig, you're amazing. You've built such a great franchise.
How about coming and say, look, I've been looking at your hockey team from the outside, and here's what I think needs to be done.
And, I mean, the beauty of the Wild, they're going to sell out that building no matter what for another year or two.
I think the frustration. I mean, it's frustrating. I wish fans would hold them a little more accountable.
Right. I think the fan base would actually be more excited if they went young. And it's not easy to do it in that sport, right? And a lot of these guys are in that core that Dan's alluding to of Coyle, Niederreiter, and some of these guys who've underachieved, guess what? Those other teams, they have DirecTV.
Yeah.
They watch the games also. Lindsay is going to join us from New York City when we come back. We could hit the la-di-da over and over again because our next guest is not a guest. She's the chief executive officer of the show, Lindsay Gensel. She's in New York City. I'm hearing you're staying at the W on Central Park.
Yeah. No, do you want to know? It's actually really interesting. So we're actually right in the middle of Manhattan, like 33rd and 5th, and I'm taking some college buddies to this baseball bar called Foley's, which I'll get to later, but we're walking past this crime scene and I see all the news trucks. So I did a quick Google and a FedEx employee got into an argument with a customer on the street and it sounds like he then stabbed him. So that's the start of our afternoon.
Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York. And the interesting part is I think people think New York is just so busy. But the amount of local news organizations swarming this corner.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know, the city that never sleeps.
Yeah, there's always stuff going on. I've told you this many times, and I've said it on air too a number of times. I wish when I was younger and I was willing to live just dirt cheap, I wish I would have stayed there. Right? I wish I would have lived there, whether it was a summer or something. Now if I go there, I'd want to make your type of money. I mean, you need to be big dough to me to live and enjoy it. So tell people why you're there.
Well, so this weekend was actually the first ever MLB Food Fest, and it was perfect timing for me because it butted up right to the beginning of the Twins-Yankees series. So when I looked at the calendar, I saw this event was taking place, and then I saw that the Twins were playing at Yankee Stadium. It was like the perfect fire. I needed to come out here. So MLB basically went to every single team, all 30 teams, and said, give us your best food item from your ballpark, something interesting, something that fans love. And they put on this two-day show, and tickets sold out in 2 days. I mean, it was packed. And it was basically a food festival. You went up to each different stand. You know, the Twins had the curd marchek, which was cheese curds and sausage from Kramarchek. So it was a perfect Minnesota combination.
Sure, no doubt.
Seattle Mariners went weird and did the toasted grasshoppers, which you can catch a video of me eating them up on our Facebook page.
Yes, I saw that. I like it.
In all honesty, I can't come out to New York for an event and then not try the one thing on the menu that stands out. Because there were lots of hot dogs and there were lots of nachos. And my goodness, if one more city did something with pulled pork, it was just like never ending. And so,
I mean, don't you think if you're going to go there, you better bring your most eccentric item so you stand out?
Yeah, and I actually did speak with some people from MLB, and they didn't want to put any stipulations on it. So they kind of gave free rein to these teams to come up with whatever they wanted to bring. But there were a lot of things that were very similar. You know, I think there were like three different kinds of nachos and a couple different kinds of hot dogs and, you know, pulled pork sandwiches or sliders. So I was very happy to see the Twins go a different route with the cheese curds, the Kramarchek sausage, which is local and is awesome to get to share with people.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were some ones that really stood out. The Texas Rangers did these glazed donut sliders with a spicy ranch and honey and then fried chicken inside. And it was, oh, my God, like amazing. It was so good.
Probably really good for your diet, too.
Yes, absolutely, yes. The one thing, you know, you mentioned wanting to live in New York, you walk everywhere. So
yeah, that'd be good.
That is the upside. I will say this, though. Like, I called John the other day, and I was like, you know, I'm actually really glad I came. One, because it actually makes me feel really good about where I'm at right now. Like, with what I enjoy in life and what I want out of life, I couldn't have that in New York. You know, I couldn't afford to have a sewing room in New York.
No, because a lot of people right now are living in a sewing room in New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Their sewing room is not only their sewing room, it's their bedroom, it's their kitchen, and they may have a door on their bathroom.
I've had a number of friends who've lived there over the years. A very good friend of mine, she was a very successful paralegal for Cravath, a very successful law firm. And one time I just picked her up at her place, and she goes, you need to see this. And it was just like nothing.
Yeah.
And I won't say what she was making, but she was making the six figures. And it was like, if I want to save some money and try to build up and I want to live in a better location, this is where I've got to be.
And yeah, no, and there's people who have families here, and I mean, kudos to them. I don't think I have the patience for it.
Dan is showing me your Instagram feed right now.
Uh-oh.
The food.
No, not that one.
No, well, she sent that one to me, and we had an off-air conversation about that. Looks like people definitely enjoyed their food. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. No, this city, if you want to eat well, it's a good place to do it. I was actually very lucky. A friend of mine works for Food Network, and he made me the world's best list. So if you're traveling to New York anytime soon and you want me to forward you this email,
I want that.
I will send it along. I do want to touch base real quick on this bar that I'm at. It's called Foley's. It's on 33rd and 5th. And if you're a baseball fan and you come to New York and you don't come here, you're doing yourself a disservice, because the memorabilia in this place, it's insane. It's so cool. I'm looking right now. They've actually switched out all the photos in the front. And they're all photos of former Twins. So I'm looking at Jim Thome, Joe Mauer. The really cool thing is that their burger this week is actually pays tribute to Stelly. So it's a burger in honor of Stelly.
I saw that. So this is just to remind folks, Rick Stelmazik, part of the Twins organization for decades, one of the 10 unique characters. I know you want to give us your thoughts on Monty. We'll get to that in a second. But character just like Monty, and Stelly, sadly, lost his life last year, and he had been just such a part of the fabric of the organization. It sounds like Stelly went to this place all the time when the Twins were in town.
Yeah, and actually I was looking at their Twitter feed. You can check it out. It's at Foley's NY, and Brian Dozier was here, Kyle Gibson, a few more of the pitching staff. I actually noticed online that they have a May 17th event set up with Jack Morris. So it's this, like, mega hub for baseball fans, and the nice thing about it is it's situated in a point in Manhattan where you can get on the train to both ballparks. You can head out to Citi Field, you can head up to Yankee Stadium, and you really don't have a major issue.
So you are taking the subway out to the ballpark, correct?
Yes, we've got some newbies, people who have never been out to Yankee Stadium. And the funny part is we all brought, like, our Twins memorabilia to wear. So I'm wearing this sweet shirt from Pick and Shovel. A buddy's got an old Miller's jersey. And then our friend who's lived here for, you know, like 5 years, all he's got is an old school Jason Kubel. But you know what? Well,
why not?
Yeah, and we're sitting out in the bleachers. And I don't know if fans don't know the tradition at Yankee Stadium with the bleacher creatures.
Yeah.
They do this really cool thing before the game where they yell out to each of the position players and wait. They yell their name basically until they acknowledge them.
Yep.
And it's such a cool vibe. You know, we're, with all the bad vibes around Yankees fans and New York and like that, arrogance, you know, the we're so good arrogance. Like, every time I've been to Yankee Stadium, I've just had a blast.
Dan just showed me the feed from Foley's, too, and it shows, you know, Dozier and some other players there. So exactly what you're saying. What's kind of interesting about new Yankee Stadium, because what are we at now? Like, how long? It's new. Are we 10 years or so?
It's got to be at least 10 or 11 because it came shortly before Target Field.
Yeah. So many times you watch the ball game and still those seats behind the home plate are a ghost town, right?
Yeah.
That they just ended up charging so much. I think some of Yankee Stadium is how much you want to buy into New York. If you're going to be, you know, the classic Minnesotan who's petrified by what's going on and you hate this and you don't want to put up with any obnoxious level, then it's going to overwhelm you. I absolutely think it's worth going out there and taking it in. Now, you're going to have to test the Carter theory. Are you going to see tonight individuals only wearing Twins memorabilia and Yankees memorabilia?
Because
you've got your melting pot. If you can't get your melting pot at Yankee Stadium, where are you going to get it?
That's prime example, because you think of how many people come into the city, and Yankee Stadium is on their agenda. It's on their bucket list, but maybe the Twins aren't their team. But they're going out because it's a good price ticket, or it's been beautiful this entire week. I know that it's gorgeous back in Minneapolis. I've been seeing so many tweets about just how stunning the weather's been, but it's perfect right now, and it'll be a perfect night for baseball. It's actually funny. You know, it's 3:30 here, and the only people in Foley's right now are Twins fans. There's about 10, 12 Twins fans, and I don't know any of the other ones besides my buddies. So, like, people are congregating here leading up to the game, and that's cool to see, because I think a lot of people who will head out tonight are actual you know, people from within Twins territory who have settled out here for whatever reason and are going to the game.
So I mentioned this early, and I'll mention again because I know you want to talk Monty too. So Monty Creason professionally first came to my life. It was either 1999 or 2000, I forget now, where Corey Roofs, then producing our show, I'm with Dan then, and we were looking around to do something different, and we came upon Monty and the Reptile Show. Probably had walked by it before, but waited. Corey ends up talking to him. Well, if it was 2000, I was on with him once. If it was 99, I was on with him twice. When Dan and I went our separate ways, we split things up. Plus, Corey was Dan's producer, and Dan and Monty had a fabulous relationship. It was great. He was always on with Dan at the start. When I came to CCO in 09, I went, hey, now I can have Monty back on the air. And Monty had been on the air with us all the time. You had a chance to get to know Monty the last couple of years. And I think Dan might have had it first, maybe even Rookie, who's been so great on Joe's show over the years, had it. And Adam texted out to me. And it's just, it's such a sad deal because such a character, so unique, love what he did, was just a fireball off air with his topics, was never shy from giving his opinions. I know he had battled some health issues off and on because he talked about it a little bit on air and more off air. But yeah, when I saw the news, and I know you feel the same way, he was an automatic. He was something that, as much a part of the fair that I detest, I kind of protest too much. And there are a lot of people out there I truly look forward to seeing. And it's going to be very different not seeing Monty this year.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. When I got the text from Adam, I said the news out loud, and everyone I was with knew Monty for different reasons. You know, whether it was from listening to WCCO or when it started with KFan, and you just think of this. He was a State Fair icon. He was what people looked forward to seeing, and he always made time for people. When I would walk by his booth, you know, just to stretch my legs in commercial breaks, he was always up front talking with families, talking to kids, showing them a turtle or a lizard or a snake. And he had this way of making you feel like you were really special, in the sense that he wanted to share his passion with you. And I think that's such a rarity today. And you're right. He was such a spitfire off air. You never knew what was going to come out of his mouth.
No.
And it is going to be incredibly different. You think of the staples when it comes to the State Fair and Monty's presence and what he brings. You know, I was looking back last night at some of the old videos when he used to do like traveling TV appearances, and
yes.
he had such a passion for what he did, but he had such a zest for life. I mean, like, how many people can say that they made a living and they were successful at a traveling reptile show?
And genuinely believed it. Tried to, like you said, educate. And, you know, he's out there for 20 hours a day. I mean, he's sleeping out there, right? And still cared. And when he was needling me this last year, convinced that I had a hair transplant from Bosley, it was just gold. So our best, everybody was touched by Monty. All right, have a great time. Be safe. Don't. And if you get arrested, put it on Facebook Live.
Oh, of course. You know, if I get escorted out of Yankee Stadium, like I did the Waffle House in Atlanta, I will make sure that everyone knows.
Yeah. Shout out the name of the show. Just keep doing that over and over again. Thank you, Lindsay.
Ed Herman Show.
Yeah, exactly. Be good. Lindsay, checking in. It's 2:53. I better stop talking. Time to improve the look of your home with our clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters, the good folks from Lindis Construction. This will be short and sweet. We are done. But obviously, it's a big night for this franchise. Big night here at Target Center. Game 4, the opening tap a little past 7. Our coverage starts on Buzzin' 102.9 at 6. Opening tap a little past 7. Rockets lead 2-1. Paul Douglas takes you home on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.